Well, it was one season. It was one season, and it was one season only. But the New York Yankees are unlikable again. They were likable for a year. They're unlikable again. And I've waited a few days to do this segment because Monday I was gone, and Tuesday, yesterday, we did the Cat's Den, and we came back here for Champlain Valley Game Night. So we didn't have a chance to do this yesterday. But when the Yankees got Giancarlo Stanton, they became unlikable. And I have praised Brian Cashman a lot in the last year and a half because I've liked that it hasn't been about, oh, we can just outspend you, and oh, we can just out, we can open up the wallet to break the bank for. It doesn't matter who, A.J. Burnett, Bobby Abreu, Jason Giambi, Mark Teixeira, CeCe Sabathia. It wasn't about that. It was, for the last year and a half, it was about, look, we've got assets, Aroldis Chapman, Andrew Miller. We're going to trade them for young prospects, and we're going to get younger, get youthful, and develop this thing up in the way that you saw the Houston Astros do. Look, I don't have to love that the Astros won the World Series because I'm a Mariners fan, but I can respect the way they did it. They were awful. They got young. They got athletic. They got fun. They got exciting, and then they won, and they deserved it. When you endure four straight years of 106 losses or more, you deserve to see the fruits of that suffering and see those young players manifest themselves. As much as I don't like the Yankees, I was really, really respecting how they had started to do this in Clint Frazier and Gleyber Torres and the young guys that we were going to get to know their names, and we're still going to. But it wasn't about the money. The minute they acquired Giancarlo Stanton, it was again about the money, and the Yankees became the Yankees again. The Yankees stopped being the underdog. Even when the Yankees acquired Sonny Gray, they didn't do it because they could outspend you. They did it because they had more capital than you in terms of prospects. They had more young players that were controllable assets that the Oakland A's would want. And I respect that. It wasn't about money. Giancarlo Stanton is only a Yankee because of the money. The Yankees did not give up any of their top prospects. If the Yankees had traded Clint Frazier and Gleyber Torres for Stanton, I would have said, okay, well, you know what? They built that prospect base. They built that farm system. They deserved a deal from it if they want to go get a superstar. But at least the Marlins would have gotten something, and the Yankees would have used those assets to go and get Stanton. They didn't need to use any of that. All they needed was the money. And it frustrates a lot of teams now and a lot of fans because, look, your team and my team could have had Giancarlo Stanton because the prospects they got back were nothing. Starlin Castro is a major league player. He's something. But he's not under contract for long term. But they essentially got nothing. Your team and my team could have given up what the Yankees gave up to get Stanton. What we couldn't do was match the money that the Yankees, kicked in to get Stanton. And that right there is the reason why the Yankees are unlikable again. And it's very, very frustrating. It was nice to have 1 year off. It was nice to have 1 year off of hating the Yankees. 1 year off for them to say, hey, they're not supposed to win. They're close. They're getting better. That was nice. It's no longer that way anymore. And at the winter meetings tomorrow, who knows what's going to come? Are they going to get Manny Machado? I think it's unlikely. But are they going to go out and spend big on the pitcher market because now they still have some money under the luxury tax? Are they going to go in a year and go spend $400 million for Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Josh Donaldson? Maybe. And they're going to be unlikable and unlikable for a long time if that happens. The Yankees are young. Last year, they were young and exuberant. This year, they're young and unlikable. And that's unfortunate for the Aaron Judges and for the Gleyber Torres and for the Clint Frazier's because those guys are likable. But now the team wears the crown of the evil empire once again.